access.
I don't have a wish list.
You can make one. How long does it take? Like 5 minutes?
I guess.
You could do like Fatty and just put Euro meat and what is it? He had some really weird ass stuff on his Amazon list.
I think he had a jar of mayonnaise on there.
mayonnaise.
Avocado. That's what it is. Avocado plant. He liked to grow his own.
Yes, because they grow really well here in South Carolina.
Right. And what else did he put on there? Hummus and pita.
Hummus and some walnuts and some Chex Mix with only the wheat Chex.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. That's a nice Christmas gift. Somebody please send him a box of those wheat mix.
Wheat Chex. That would, I think I thought of that.
He could string them together and make a garland out of it.
Oh, there you go. Wheat Chex garland. You know, it is the most festive of the garlands.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
He had some really weird ass stuff on his Amazon list.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 741 of the BFO. Y'all, this microhoy seems a little far away. For Monday, the 6th of December, 2010, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, it is going to be a scratch off a palooza. Yes, Big Fatty, we love it. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, Big Fatty has only got 2 weeks. Actually, it's less than that, y'all. 2 weeks before the coal mine shuts down. Yes, Big Fatty, it'll be lovely. And y'all, I had an e-letter from a straight boyfriend, straight Bob. And y'all, evidently, by the time you're hearing this, he will be on his way to the U.S. of a Big Fatty alert the authorities. And I don't know if he will be meeting up with the self-appointed resident historian of the BFO, y'all, who has unsubscribed officially, Brian from Boston, when Straight Bob is up there in Boston, or if there are others up in the Northeast that are interested in meeting up with Straight Bob, y'all, I think it would be lovely, lovely, Big Fatty, just lovely. And so, y'all, if you're interested in doing that, just send Big Fatty a little e-letter. And, y'all, I'll forward it on to Straight Bob, and then y'all can make your arrangements. Yes, Big Fatty, that sounds lovely. But, anyway, let's see. What else? Oh, y'all, let me just go ahead and, before I forget, which I've already done, y'all, I want to tell you about the weekend. Well, Friday night, there was no LFC, no Big Fatty, no LFC, but y'all had a gentleman caller. And y'all, it was just wonderful. I needed that. Big Fatty, you just got to have a little brown chicken, brown cow every now and then. And y'all, speaking of brown chicken, brown cow, I wonder if that Perfetti has unsubscribed. And because, you know, I'm sure that Mr. B out there in the Laguna beaches in Tamman, Alaska, I know they've unsubscribed. But anyway, I'm not quite so sure. And Scott in Minneapolis, y'all, he is up to his butt cheeks in snow. Y'all, I'm not sure he ever made it back from Italy. Because, you know, he had like 3 months or 6 months of BFOs to listen to. Y'all, he may have just taken his life. But anyway, Friday night I had a gentleman caller, and y'all, and then I just peddled around and did a few little things here and there. Didn't really have an agenda. And then on Saturday, I got up, and y'all, I was going to go I was going to go what do you call that place? I was going to go to the Pottery Barn, and but because y'all, they were having that Shopping with Friends event here in town, and they give 10% of the proceeds of the day to the Lowcountry AIDS services, but y'all didn't do it. And y'all had some announcing duties on Saturday. And then y'all Saturday night got up with the members of the horror group. And there were a couple of folks from the horror group in Jacksonville, Florida. And we all went out to the Greek restaurant. And Greg Friday had the Greek chicken with the potatoes and garden salad. And y'all, I couldn't eat it all. And so I saved half of it, and y'all, I got up and walked out and left the container in the place, and the waiter came running out. Oh, Big Freddy, you've forgotten your carcass. Oh, Big Freddy, you forgot your carcass. And anyway, as soon as I'm finished recording this, I'm going to finish that carcass. Big Freddy, just finish writing and don't try to write and talk at the same time. Caucus. How do you spell caucus? C-A-R-C-A-S, I think. I don't know. And then we all went out to... And y'all had several adult beverages there. And y'all got hit on by, I would say, a 20-something... young man, and y'all, I'm pretty sure he was a hustler, but that's all right, because he wanted me to buy him a beer and then come home with Big Fatty and touch inappropriately. And Big Fatty said, no, because y'all, I had pulled out my pocketbook to pay for one of my drinks, and y'all, I noticed him eyeing my folded money in my pocketbook there, and I thought, nah, Big Freddy, I think he's trying to get in your pants, but not in your fly. He's trying to get in your pocketbook. And so, y'all, I turned him down. And, y'all, I'm sure he was amazed that somebody so old and fat would turn down somebody so young and lean. but I did. And then on came home, and, y'all, I just went right to sleep, slept very well. And, y'all, it's turning really cold here in Upchuck. In fact, let me go over here and look at the weather widget, because, y'all, I'm recording this prior to the auxiliary rat coming on and telling us what the temperatures are going to be. But, y'all, let's just see what... Oh, it's not popping up. Big Freddy, don't make it the weather sound vulgar. Vulgar. Y'all, while I'm waiting for that to pop up, Big Freddy, every time you say it, it's vulgar. Y'all, I'm going to go ahead and open up today's, the 6th of December on the holiday countdown. Y'all, by the way, I put it on the Twitty, everything, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, I got a snowflake, and Sunday, I got a snowman. And then for today, and y'all, we still don't have a winner yet, because, you know, you have to get three of the same one to be a winner. Today we have, let's just see what we got here today. We've got a canoe. No? Oh, no, it's a candle. I'm sorry. Yeah, Big Freddy, a canoe? Where did you get that? Here comes Santa in a red canoe. Big Freddy, I wonder if you'll hear that holiday favorite played over there at the Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Oh, Big Freddy, that is horrifying enough. Don't do the mechanical on that. But y'all, evidently the Sea Hag, her friend Scott is out there, and y'all, she's already finding ways to get away from him. She went over to check on her father's foreskin on Sunday, and y'all. She's been getting drunk and just passing out so she doesn't have to deal with him. And she's told him, no, you cannot be on the little show. And y'all, it almost sounded like he was a little disappointed in that. But y'all, tweeted to him, you know, it is the season of miracles. And be thankful for being the recipient of such a lovely gift to be excluded from that. Y'all, you couldn't ask for anything anything more. But anyway, let's see, what else was I going to say? Well, y'all, I've got a couple of things. Y'all, when I told you about the coupon earlier last week, y'all, I specifically was talking about eggnog, but y'all, I bought some eggnog because y'all, I don't really care for the eggnog, but I have some every year just to remind myself why I don't like it. And but y'all, this was a special flavor. It was the sugar cookie eggnog, and y'all, it was actually, it tasted like a liquid sugar cookie, and y'all, it was actually pretty good, and I didn't put any liquor in it, I just had a little swig out of the carton, and, but y'all, it was good, it was actually pretty good, so, anyway, now y'all, I had a couple of, people, suggest, that I put a photo whenever I get crema cards, and y'all, I have done that. And if you go back over to the, go on over to the BFO and look back for Saturday and Sunday, you'll see pictures of all the crema cards that have been received up to this point. And y'all, whenever I have a day where there's going to be crema cards read, then I'll the noon of the next day I will have a picture of the crema cards posted over at the BFO, so y'all can go over there and take a look at them. So anyway. Anyway, so we've done that, and let's see what else. Oh, y'all, I stopped and got some gas. Big Freddy, you always got gas. You don't have to stop for it. By the way, I might just mention that the oh, y'all, that is the pot roast, which I had for breakfast on Sunday. But anyway, that's kind of weird. Y'all, I stopped at the BP station, which is not where a wasp stopped to urinate. Just out of here, in case you were wondering. But y'all, they're doing a new promotion, and it is called the BP Loyalty Card. And y'all, if you put eight gallons of petroleum in your tank, they will give you a card, and you scratch the little number on it. And that y'all, once you've collected five cards and five numbers, you go and you sign up online, and once you've put in the five unique codes, y'all, they'll send you a $10 loyalty card for doing that. So, y'all, I think that's pretty good. Yes, Big Freddy, and we know how you love a coupon. Now, y'all, I got an e-letter at the end of last week, and y'all, it was a time-sensitive e-letter, y'all. Time-sensitive. And y'all, it was because there was a new game that was coming out for the iPhone. And y'all, here's a hint of what the game is. Okay, I will see if you can guess what the iPhone game is. Here's a little hint for you. Y'all, that's right. There is a Big Run app for the and y'all, it was on sale for $2.99, and so y'all, I got it. It was 40% off, so I guess it's $4.99 now. But y'all, it's actually pretty fun, and I've enjoyed playing it. So y'all, if you're interested in the Big Run at all, you might, and you got iPhone, you might want to go over and check it out. So it's really pretty good. Yes, Big Freddy, lovely. And so there's that. All right, now y'all, but yes, Big Freddy, stop the presses. You've got to do this. Now, y'all, let me just tell you, Big Fatty has been, I have been neglecting my, celebration of exiting the birth canal, recognitions, because y'all, let me just say this, y'all, in many years, there's a lot of fucking that goes on, in early March. That's all I gotta say, because y'all, Patrick from the PNS Explosion had a birthday last week. Scotty, that little Aussie battler, had a birthday last week. Dan from the Flat 29 had a birthday last week. Wes, the gay country boy, and that is not spelled C-U-N-T, he had a birthday over the weekend. DJ David J had a birthday, and Taylor from that Pot Is My Co-Pilot had a birthday as well. Y'all, there's just lots of fucking going on, and they all climbed out of the birth canal within the last week. Yes, McFreddy. Y'all, it's unbelievable how much fucking goes on the first week in March each year. Y'all, now I've got to do my Hanukkah, my Chanukah scratch-off for today. Y'all, we're going to do the spicier hot cash. Y'all, I was not a winner, Big Fatty, on Saturday or Sunday. But y'all, for the spicier hot cash, the top prize is $10,000. And y'all, I need to reveal a fire symbol in the bonus box, and I'll win the prize shown. Or y'all, I can get three X's or three O's in the same row. Y'all, it's kind of like the tic-tac-toe. And then I can win the prize there. Y'all, this is a $2 card, so let's just do the first game. Y'all, there's two games on here, so let's just do this. We've got an X and an O and an X. That's the top line. And then on the second line, it's an O. Oh! Big Friday, and an X and an O. So, y'all, the only way we're going to have a winner is if it's at a diagonal, and then there's an O. Oh, not a winner, Big Friday, not a winner. And, y'all, there's not a winner on game number one there. No, Big Friday, not a winner. And, y'all, then on game number two, on the top row, I've got X, O, O. And then I've got O, X, X. Not a winner, Big Fatty. The only way you can do it is a diagonal again. And oh, dear, I gotta say, it is O, X, O. Not a winner, Big Fatty. But y'all, let's scratch the bonus box and see if I've got the fiery symbol. Y'all, let's see. Let's just see if there's a fiery symbol. Oh, it's a heart. Not a winner, Big Fatty. Please move forward. All right. Now, y'all, I did promise you a lot of scratch-offs today. So, y'all, I am going to do the Mystic Dog. These are sent to me by Michael the Red FF Pup. And, y'all, you can see his card over there at the BFO. By the way, if you haven't gotten your cards off to Big Fatty, the address and information is over there at the BFO, y'all, and it's up there at the top of the heap. It says send a card to Big Fatty, and y'all, the wishes are over there if you want to go to the wish list. That you heard that Miss West, and that Daniel talking about that. Now, y'all, I can win 6,000 pounds, about the same weight as Vera on this, and y'all, what do I have to do here? Yeah, I match three to win. I don't know what that means. If I find the dog head, I win 10 pounds. Big Fatty, you win 10 pounds by eating a cheese ball. All right, y'all, there's 100 pounds and 500 pounds and 20 pounds. And then there's a 200, no, there's an 18 pound, no, there's a 10 pounds and 100. Oh, y'all, that's the second 100 pounds I've got there and a 5 pounds. And y'all, that's the second 5 pound and a 500 pounds and a 20 pound. And oh, y'all, it's another 5 pounds. Y'all, I've won. No, I'm sorry. That was the 500 pounds. Oh, Big Fatty, you got our hopes up. So anyway, so that was not a winner there. Let me just double check that. Because y'all, this is all written in Mexican. And it's very difficult for me to figure this out. Y'all, I'll have to do some more of these later on this week. But the first card, not a winner. So anyway, y'all, I hope your Monday goes well. It's going to be a busy week at the coal mine for Big Fatty. And y'all, I hope that your week flies on by. Y'all, I've got to start getting ready for the arrival of Straight Bob. Y'all, I've got to bleach everything. And y'all, I'm even washing the kitchen curtains because he's coming. And y'all, and yes, Big Fatty.
He had some really weird-ass stuff on his Amazon list.
Oh, what? Go look at it now if you thought it was weird then.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.